With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's reached the six-month mark of his first year in office, and President Trump is touting all that's been accomplished so far, pointing to tax cuts and getting illegal aliens off of Medicaid. There's also a border that now is really secure, and government waste, fraud, and abuse have been cut. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says she has the receipts. She has produced documents reportedly showing that President Obama and some high-ranking Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says there's no question about what was going on here, and it is deeply disturbing.
This was a government-wide conspiracy led by the Obama administration, and thanks to the Trump administration continuing to investigate and shine light on the fact that the United States government has done things against their own people to try and subvert their will.
Police have a suspect, a 21-year-old Dominican national, in the ambush of a Border Patrol agent in New York City.
The suspect held in the overnight shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in a Manhattan park is in the country illegally. The New York Post is reporting that the federal agent was shot in the face by an illegal immigrant identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, who tried to rob him. The Department of Homeland Security says Mora Nunez, an illegal immigrant from the Dominican Republic, crossed the border illegally in 2023 and has a long rap sheet, including four arrests in New York City, where he was released without bail each time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The dog days of summer are not letting go. A large swath of the country's midsection under excessive heat warnings. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 128 points. NASDAQ ahead 171. This is SRN News. Something new from Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese church has blessed the final piece of its restoration almost 80 years after being destroyed by the second U.S. atomic bomb dropped on Japan. It's a reproduction of its lost bell and was restored by a group of Americans. The new bell was blessed by the Archbishop of Nagasaki in a ceremony attended by more than 100 people this month. The bell is scheduled to be hung inside the cathedral, filling the empty bell tower for the first time in August. This is SRN News. University of Mississippi football team mourns the death of a top recruit.
Law enforcement officials are investigating the death of Ole Miss freshman football player Corey Adams as a homicide. Adams was fatally shot Saturday night in Tennessee. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says authorities found him with a gunshot wound inside of a vehicle on the outskirts of Memphis. Adams was pronounced dead on the scene. Four other men suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds in the incident. A suspect hasn't been identified. Adams was one of the top defensive lineman recruits in the country. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump threatening to hold up a stadium deal for the Washington Commanders NFL team if it doesn't change its name back to the Redskins. Mr. Trump also says the Cleveland Guardians baseball team really should once again be called the Cleveland Indians. More details, SRNNews.com.